Mandy,
Hello, Katie.
happy birthday a day late. I hope you felt the love on your birthday.
Yeah, man.
Good.
Yeah, it was fine. Whatever.
I know, right?
My friend Casey sent me something this morning that I couldn't see it because it was a private account, but the caption was something about how we're the freshmen of the old people.
That is
We're the
so
freshman
true.
class of the old people.
We
Right?
are.
So here we are.
Here we are, fra la
I
la.
kept telling people yesterday night, the fact that like friends that I met in DC, I'm like, how are we now in our 50s? That's weird. It's just weird. But we are, and it's fine.
And it's
Whatever.
fine. I wish I had
Yeah.
known in my 20s that the people were fit that were already 50 were not that old. I would have treated them very differently.
Listen, we loved. Well, and it's funny too, because like when I worked in DC, our friend Teresa was. Teresa's probably what? Teresa was in high school when I was born, so she's not. She wasn't 50.
I was going to
She
say
was 35.
40s. Yeah, okay.
I vividly remember when she turned 40, because she got a Mercedes for her 40th birthday.
Well,
But yeah, like we love Teresa. Are you kidding? We got Teresa. We all love Teresa.
love Teresa.
Lord. Anyway, here we are.
Here we are, fra la la.
What's going on with you, Katie?
Well, Maggie's weird, but the good kind of weird, and we love her. Honey's coming around to it
No.
slowly but surely. She's learned that if she is quicker than Maggie, which is not hard to do, that she can get her spot on the sofa. But she hasn't quite
Okay, Katie.
learned that if she follows me around, like gets up every time I get up, that Maggie's gonna steal her spot. So we're working on that and some territorial issues as I get the side eye as we speak. I have said a lot this week. Maggie, quit licking the walls. I've also said a lot this week. My vanilla scented lotion does not mean I'm dessert. So she's a
Yep, there you
licker.
go.
And
There
if
you
you
go.
can hear, I hope you can't hear snoring, but she snorts, snores. Last night, I put her in the kitchen and laundry room. There's a crate in the laundry room that the cats have used, and she's put herself in there before. So it's not like she's, averse to it, but I left the kitchen door open so she could like roam that whole area if she wanted to. And so that went well. That meant honey and I could sleep and not listen to her snore all night. So that was nice. So we're working it out. We're getting everybody settled. So that's nice. And then the only
Well,
other
good.
thing besides the
Good.
Olympics going on this week is today is we're recording on Wednesday. Today is Ash Wednesday and the start of Lent, and it is the busy season for us in the church, but that's good. It's good to be taking things on spiritually and doing a little bit more during this time. So I hope all of you get your ashes today if you so choose and are one that celebrates our
What are
services
you
this
giving up for
afternoon.
Lent?
I'm not giving anything up. I'm taking something on. So I have my whole church is taking on extra prayer for our missional partners. So every day there's a specific topic to pray about. So we'll all be praying for the same thing on those days. For like the partner church we have over in Uganda, for our partner church up the road in their food bank. For our different missional opportunities. So, I'm taking something on, not giving something up.
Okay,
There we
like the
go.
reframing.
Yeah. So Mandy, what about you? What's going on?
Well, let's see. Miss Mercy went to the vet. That
Ooh.
was an adventure. She'd started TTing on people's feet.
Oh.
When she got excited and met them,
Oh,
she would TT
yeah.
on their feet. And at first I just thought, okay, well, it only happened if she had not peed in a while. And so I thought, okay, well, it's, some dogs do that, whatever. But then she did it like one of the cleaning guys was talking to her
Come on.
beside the elevator, like inside the little lobby that we have, and she peed there. So then I was like, I will clean it up. You do not clean it up.
Yes.
So I went upstairs and got a towel and came back. And once you've had a dog who's had enough UTIs,
Oh.
you will smell it. And so when I
Oh.
cleaned it that up, I went, oh, she's got a UTI.
UTI.
So we went to the vet Friday. And, y'all will remember when we went to Nashville for Thanksgiving, the dog just barked anytime anybody walked in the room uncontrollably without ceasing, bark.
Right.
And so we have made strides. We were able to
Good.
go into the vet. She greeted people without barking. And then we went into our exam room and she sat there without barking.
Love that.
And then a dog outside in the hall started barking, and then we were off to the races. And so the tech had come in and had gotten all the information, whatever, whatever. And they had taken the pee sample, which, it's always fun. Listen, I can get a pee sample from a dog now. I'm an
Yeah.
expert at it. Thank you very much.
Come on, lady.
So anyway, they had taken the pee sample to do the urinalysis on it, and that was taking a minute, which is why we were sitting there for so long. So once she started getting amped up, I said, can we go outside and walk around a little bit just to try to reset? And so we did. And when we came back in, Dr. Wiggins, who I love more than my luggage,
Right.
and the vet
Oh.
tech, Noah, were there
Who I love more than
waiting
my
on us.
luggage.
Listen, Dr. Wiggins, I have told her, I hope if I'm ever on a plane that's crashing, I don't want you to also be on a crashing plane, but like I would want you there because you could calm me down. The woman can calm me down, which she thinks is hysterical. But anyway, so she and Noah were waiting on us when we walked back in, and Mercy greeted them like she greets everybody. And so she let Dr. Wiggins look in her ears, and she let Dr. Wiggins look at her teeth, and then she was done. And she backed up into the corner of the exam room and just bark, 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 bark. So I have been prepared for this and brought a bunch of treats. So I just started throwing treats at Dr. Wiggins. So she would go over there and get a treat, and then she'd come back and bark some more. So anyway, we worked through that for a little bit. Eventually, she was sitting in Dr. Wiggins' lap.
Love it.
But it was funny because I told Dr. Wiggins when she was barking, I said, I know she looks like Cujo right now, but she's not going to bite you. She's not aggressive at all. And so later on, she was like, you're right. I kind of wondered for a minute if she might be Cujo, but she's not, is she? I said, no, she's really not. Anyway, so we got an antibiotic for the UTI. And then Dr. Wiggins said, have you thought about starting her on Prozac? And I said, I did think about that, but I wanted to give her a little more time to decompress before we did. And she said, okay, yeah, I've had 15 dogs, 16 dogs at this point, so they
Yeah.
tend to let me. But when I told the rescue about it afterwards, Betsy was like, yeah, let's go ahead and do it. I said, okay. So she started Prozac on Sunday.
Good.
So, yep. So we were hopeful. It's funny that I guess Moira, well, no, Sage, my second foster, was also on Prozac because one morning she was on Prozac and 100 milligrams of trazodone every morning, which I've come to learn is not a lot of trazodone. We really could have that trazodone. But one morning I was getting her pills ready to give to her, and I pulled them out and I had them in my hand, and I popped them in my own mouth and took them. Oops. Night night. 100 milligrams of trazodone. See you later.
Oh my God, Mandy. That's a Katie level
Yeah.
activity.
Just unconscious in the morning before your coffee. Anyway, so Sage was on Prozac, but then Moira, we started on Prozac, and the number of times I have called Mercy Moira on accident, Dr. Wiggins also mentioned, she said she might be getting the UTI. She said Weimaraners have sort of a naturally recessed vulva. And Moira had a hooded vulva, which is where the skin actually came down over And so she had to have a vulvoplasty, which was basically a vagina lift. And recovery from that surgery almost did me in. It almost did me in. So when Dr. Wiggins said, I can't get a good look at her vulva because she was too busy, barking. She said, but why are honors? And I was like, don't even say,
Don't
don't
say it.
even say vulvoplasty to me. And she started laughing. I said, she already reminds me of Moira. Like, don't even talk to me like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so hopefully it's just a one-off. And she's on so much.
Yeah.
She's not on all that many meds. I mean, she is right now, but they all have GI effects. So, that's fine. But we're
Yeah.
managing that. Okay. Fingers
Good.
crossed. She farts, y'all. If you've ever
Oh.
seen these, my nephew loves to send me TikTok videos of dogs farting. And if I could get this dog on camera, we would go viral for sure. But I just kind of never know. Like this morning on the elevator, she sat down and it was like, it's like, my God, what are we doing? Anyway, that's my dog update. And then baseball, listen, college baseball started this weekend.
Love it.
My sister's already been to a game at the Hawk last night.
Amazing.
And then full squads have reported to spring training. The big news in baseball, though, y'all, and we'll get into the weeds on this a little later because we have too much other stuff going on right now. But the baseball players have a union, and that union negotiates with the baseball owners to have a collective bargaining agreement, which governs the terms of how baseball operates. And so those agreements are typically, right now they're like 5 years. So the last one happened in 2021. This is part of why we lost Freddie Freeman, is
Right.
because the collective bargaining agreement expired in December. And so there could be no talks amongst any parties as long as that was, that there was no collective bargaining agreement in place. And so then they had not reached an agreement before it expired. And so then when they went back to start negotiations again, they didn't have a lot of time because spring training was already shortened and they had to get it done. And this is part of why we don't have Freddie Freeman anymore. But anyway, so the current one expires in December of this year. So there's already all kinds of talk about how it's going to be bad. It's going to be a hard negotiation because the owners really want a salary cap and the players absolutely do not want a salary cap and
Shocker.
yada, yada, yada. Well, to make matters even more interesting, the head of the players' union is a man named Tony Clark. If you listen to Pablo Torre Finds Out, you might have heard some of the episodes about the NFL Players Union and how there was a federal investigation into the NFL Players Union, and it was found that there was some self-dealing going on inside the union, and the players' representatives were not actually representing the players very well. Well, there has also been a federal investigation into the baseball Players Union. And so when it was announced yesterday that the head of the union, Tony Clark, was resigning, everyone assumed it was probably linked to this federal investigation. What subsequently came out, though, is that Tony Clark is having an affair with his sister-in-law, who is an employee of the union as well. It has not been clarified for me yet whether he is having an affair with his brother's wife or his wife's sister.
Either
But in any
way.
event, in any event, we are now, in February, the players no longer have a head of their union, which
All
ain't
because
great.
a
Ain't great.
fella can't keep it in his pants.
Yeah. So that's going to be real interesting.
Oh, I can't wait to deep
It's
dive into
funny.
this.
My boy Ian Happ, who is the left fielder for the Cubs, whom I love, He was like on the executive board for the players union. And they, he and like two or three other guys, and I can't remember who else was with Ian, they tried to like shake things up with the leadership a couple of years ago and were ultimately unsuccessful. And now I'm like, y'all should have listened to Ian. He tried to tell y'all. But anyway, so that's the big baseball scuttlebutt right now. It's gonna be interesting. That and listen, the Braves have no pitchers. All their pitchers have foreign bodies floating around in their elbows.
God,
What are we doing?
great.
Why did we not just pay Max Fried some damn money?
Because that's not our thing. You have explained that to us before, so that's the only reason I know it. But we don't pay lots of money for people.
Anyway,
Ridiculous.
there's one last pitcher who has not signed. I think it's Lucas Giolito. But we'll see. We'll
Great.
see.
My baseball excitement right now is the videos of people bringing their babies to spring training. So
That had not
cute.
happened onto the corner of the internet.
Oh, well, next time I'll send you the TikTok that I find, but I can't. It may have been the Tampa Bay Rays. One of the teams had a bring your kid to work day, and apparently there was a baby boom on the team, and they all had these adorable
Oh,
littles.
I did see, I think it was the Mariners.
Mariners. Okay. Yeah.
Two of their guys had their babies. I did see
So
that.
cute. So cute.
They also have their team dog. And there
Amazing.
was an adorable video of Josh Naylor just feeding the dog while like doing his stretches, and the dog's just
Yes.
sitting there watching him, and then he's like
So
giving the
cute.
dog a treat and he's stretching some more.
So cute.
It's really cute.
Meanwhile, we have pitchers with foreign bodies floating around their bodies.
And their freaking elbows.
I know, right?
All of them.
All of
All of them. Why are our bones falling apart in our elbow? What are we
them.
doing?
I don't know.
What's going on with our training? Do we need more milk? Like, there's a
Apparently.
great dairy in Moultrie. I'm sure they would be glad
Right.
to be sponsors of the Braves.
Right.
When are they going to hire us to solve all the problems?
If they only would, we could do it.
Lord. Okay, well, let's talk about some Olympics, Katie.
Let's do that. So I was thinking today, there's so much that I didn't want to do. Like, Mandy, you tell us your favorite stuff and I tell Fit, because we've been texting and watching and catching each other up. And, when Mandy's working, I'll text her some things and vice versa. So I thought we would do our joys when we've cried because of sadness. the controversies that are happening, and I added later some of my favorite Olympic supporters, and I'm glad to see you've added some things to that too. So let's get started, first of all, with the things that are making us happy. Now, I will say some of these also made me cry. So these were tears of joy, though. So one of the first things that I love is our Olympic skaters, Alyssa Liu and is it Isabeau Lovino?
Isabu, Isabu.
Isabeau Lovino. They did so well in the short program. Alyssa Liu is just a delight. If you haven't seen any video or interview of her, she's just happy to be there. And it shows in her skating and it shows in her demeanor and interviews. I just love her more and more. And every time I still can't help but go, gosh, my gums hurt looking at your piercings. Because they go down into her front teeth. I'm glad she does what she wants and is who she is and is an individual and a lovely person. But gosh, that makes me hurt. I'm old, I know, but whatever. And then Isabu, if you've been following at all, she is our third individual female skater that did not skate in the team group, but her family is from Milan. And
Her
so,
grandmama lives like 15 minutes from the ice rink.
and she's adorable. She's absolutely adorable. She's a beautiful skater. So that's been so much fun to watch. That brought me a lot of joy. And Man, if I wasn't already a USA fan, I think we said this last time after the group competition, I would be a Japanese skater fan. They are amazing.
They are, and they're so cute, and they're just, it's like I can remember when I used to be on the stage a lot, and even before I was on it, watching, if you ever go to like the High School Musical, hopefully there's at least one kid who, when they walk out on the stage, you can relax. They're not going to mess up. They got it. They own it. They're there, right? That's sort of how I feel when the Japanese skaters come out. Like, they're good. They got this. They got this.
That last little girl, Johnny Weir, said it best, I think. He said she, and she was so cute, and she looked like she was 12, but he called her an iron fist and a velvet glove. And that is such a great description. I think of most of the Japanese skaters. They are fierce and powerful and great jumpers, but they are so effortless and beautiful in their artistic elements that it is just a delight to watch.
Indeed.
Love it.
Indeed.
I love it.
Agreed.
So I think the thing that made me cry the most this week was our American bobsledders, both of them. Alana Myers Taylor won her first gold medal. After all these Olympics, she had won many, many medals. She was our most awarded already. She was our most awarded Black female athlete in the Winter Olympics. But now with this gold, she is the most decorated female athlete in the winter sports. But the thing that got me the most was, first of all, when her nanny jumped into her arms basically and brought her two boys, both of which are deaf, one of which has Down syndrome. And she signed to them, Mommy, I'm gonna cry right now. She signed to them, Mommy won. And it was the sweetest thing I think I've ever seen. And what a
It
just
was very sweet.
amazing, just thinking about what she has to go through on a daily basis with those boys anyway, trying to make them strong, wonderful, seen and loved human beings. And then add in that she's a freaking warrior on that bobsled. It's just amazing to me. And then also, our bronze medal winner is also a new mom. And so she had her baby out there too. And so it really just was so empowering to me. I'm not a mother, I've never been a mother, but just watching those women balance all that they do and be so successful and so wonderful and so kind, it's just amazing. I just love it. And I'm really, really. For those who are listening, I'm not lying. I am actually crying again. But it was so fun to watch. So I'm so proud of all of
They were awesome, and I would like to see a close up of their caps,
Oh, gosh.
because they start off, y'all, pushing the sled, and they have little spikes on their tippy toes, and so they run really, really fast on their tippy toes pushing the sled, and then they jump in.
It's amazing.
Like, what are we doing?
It's like the speed skater's thighs.
And it's funny, I saw a thing with Colin, what's his name? Colin Jost from SNL, and then also Jason Kelsey, who have both recently taken a ride in a sled. I didn't realize, like, there's G-force pulling, they go 80
Down.
miles an hour in those sleds, y'all. And there's like G-force. Jason said it felt like there was like a 1,000 pound weight on top of his body pressing him to the bottom of that
It's
sled.
crazy. He said he thought it was going to be like a roller coaster, but it was not at all like a roller coaster. I also, and I know we're going to talk about them later, but I also feel like that coach for the US bobsled was totally recruiting Jason Kelsey to be one of the bobsled team members. So I just love that bobsled team. But something that happened today, Mandy, that you watched that I was unfortunately in the shower for. So tell us about what happened today that we're so excited about.
Michaela Schifrin won The slalom. Thank you, Lord. So I've been looking. I was trying to figure. I had forgotten she ever won a gold medal because she bombed so bad at the last
Yes.
Olympics. But she actually won her first gold medal in Sochi in
Okay.
2014 when she was 18 years old.
But since then.
And then she won again, I think in Pyeongchang, but it was like just the last Olympics is when she just was a total bust. She didn't win anything.
Yeah.
But so now she is the youngest and the oldest woman
Amazing.
because she won it at 18 and now she has won it at 30
Amazing.
to win that medal. Yep. And in alpine skiing, not just the slalom. So yeah, that was good. That was good. And it was funny the when she finished, she just sort of knelt down. She didn't celebrate. She didn't jump up and down. It was just relief. Just relief. Not joy, not exuberance, just relief. Oh, which God love them.
Yeah.
That sort of leads me into my Olympic tears, the things that have made
Yes.
us cry,
Yes.
is I'm getting a call from Babylon.
Oh.
Believe I'll decline that. The speed skaters, like we've had good results with speed
Yes.
skating, but something about speed skating is just this game of inches. It is just a side swipe, just a hip check from the person skating next to you can wipe you out. And I just have seen so many of these people, and the fact that they have trained for 4 years for this moment, and in an instant, with nothing, it's not like they failed to make their jump. It's not like, they didn't on the rail like they were supposed to. Like, it is just pure luck or lack thereof, and they are completely wiped out. It's just, God. I hate that. I hate that.
It's what makes it exciting, but it also is what makes it just devastating to watch.
And the
So,
same. Did you see the guy? Did you see that? I think it was the men's slalom. And I can't remember where he's from. Maybe Switzerland. His grandfather died the night of the opening ceremonies. And he's really struggling. And he like missed maybe the third gate in the slalom, and so or that may have been alpine, I don't remember. Anyway, it was up near the top, and he missed whatever it was he was supposed to ski around, and he threw his poles on one side, and then he took his skis off, and he just walked into the woods,
And lay down.
just walked off into the woods.
Yeah. And just lay there like I can't.
I feel you, dude. I feel
It
you.
is, we as spectators don't, there's no way we can fathom the pressure that these sweet, sweet people are under. We just take for granted that they're at the top of their game and can do whatever they are trying to do. And, the pressure has got to be just exponentially harder than anything I've ever done.
No
So,
doubt.
two things happened on the ice skating ice that made me cry. Fortunately, one of them kind of turned around, but that Japanese pair, and again, I wish I had looked up their names. They deserve to be called by name, but they were the favorites. They've been skating together forever, and as Scott Hamilton says, you can't win the medal in the short program, but you sure can lose it. So you need to skate a clean program in the short to have a chance to win a medal in ice skating. So they had a pretty big fall and wept and he wept and she wept. They thought all was lost after the short program. And then fortunately, they've skated the most beautiful, the highest scoring performance of any since they've changed the scoring system program that has ever been skated. And it was one of the most beautiful things I've ever watched. And so they were able to stay on the podium. But My goodness, to go from those tears of just devastation to tears of joy was just so much fun to watch.
Which, you know, maybe we can see it again in the women's program because our
Oh.
girl Amber yesterday. Oh, it was heartbreaking, y'all. She hit her hardest jumps, nailed them, looked
Nailed them.
great. And then towards the end of her program, she just had one more easier jump and just popped out of it. And just in that split second, lost 7 points.
Seven.
Oh, it was
Oh,
so
no.
sad.
It was
It was
awful,
so
and she
sad.
immediately wept after her program was over.
Yeah. As did I. It was sad.
Yes. And something else, I did see that Lindsey Vonn has made it back to the States. I don't know if you've
Yes, on
seen
her
the
private
video
plane.
of them transferring her, but those commercials that they run every 5 minutes of Lindsey Vonn's medical team preparing her to ski break my heart. Because now you see her and she's not just in a cast or in a brace. Like, that girl has like 10 pins coming out of her entire leg. I mean, she is banged
Got
up
like a
big
halo
time.
on her leg.
Yes.
Did
And,
you see the video that her sister posted that was like, just go ahead and drop out of your dating apps and go to the ER in Italy? And she proceeds to film all the hot doctors who have been taking
Doctors.
care of Lindsay.
Yeah.
Was
Oh, I
really
didn't even
cute.
see the crash when it happened. I don't know if I want to. It was just so
It, I mean, it didn't look
devastating.
that bad. It didn't
Really?
look that bad.
Okay.
Apparently, the binding on her ski did not release as it was supposed to.
Oh.
And so it just
Got her
shattered.
twisted.
I think her femur.
Oh. Well, I hate
Yeah.
that for her. I know she'll come back in some form. I doubt she'll ski anymore, which is probably for the best, but I just, whew, it just to get her back to the US with almost basically a medical lifeline on a private jet with
Yeah.
just her laid out. I mean, it's crazy, but anyway, I just wish her all the best, of course, as we all do. So now we get to some fun stuff, ma'am, unless you have something else you wanted to talk about in the crying part.
No, because I'm ready to talk about
Yes.
my new favorite, curling.
Yes.
And of all countries,
Right.
the Canadian are cheating at curling?
I know.
What are we doing?
I
So the
know.
dude, I can't remember, I feel like his last name is Kennedy. That's all I remember. He released the stone and you know they hold it by the handle and then they let it go. Let it go. He kept his hand going and used his pointer finger and just whooped. I saw Katie, my whose podcast I love. It's called like he double booped is I think the official term for it. Double booped. And he was like, I didn't double boop. What are you talking about? Dropped an F-bomb on the what do they call that? Sheet, the sheet of ice. I don't know what they call it. When the opposing player called him out for it and said, you're cheating, he's like, dropped an F-bomb in the middle of competition. And then video just goes to show. Yeah, he totally poked that thing.
I think the one of
Which,
the
the thing about it is, they work so hard to get that just right. And at the moment he has released that stone, he didn't know whether it was a good throw or not. So why are we booping? Like, have the skill to do what you're there to do without having to double boop, booper.
So, two things made me giggle about this. A lot of things made me angry, and we can talk about that. But one thing that made me giggle was that a lot of the Canadian, like regular Canadian people, were more angry that he cussed and was unsportsmanlike than that he cheated.
Oh, God.
And then I
Oh, I
love that
bet.
the BBC has reporters in Canada and they interviewed people and they showed them the video and every one of them was like, oh no, he should not have done that.
Double booped.
Double booped. And that he was so mad that people, because it's illegal apparently to set up cameras that way, because it is supposed to be a gentleman's sport. There are no referees. And he was angrier that people were setting a camera up illegally to catch him cheating.
Well, no, okay, I had not heard it was illegal. What I heard is that if you suspect that the cameras are typically at either end, but that if someone says, I suspect something's going on, then the officials will position the cameras so that they can.
But
And
what?
he may not, he obviously didn't know they were
No.
there.
And that's what made him mad is the Swede, was it the Swedes? The Swedes did it without their knowledge. And so he was like, I would, in
Well, of
essence, he was
course,
saying,
how else she's gonna catch a
right.
cheater?
In essence, he was saying, I wouldn't have cheated if I'd known there was a camera there. So they did it without
Are
his
we sure
knowledge.
he's Canadian?
Right.
Are
He
we
must be
sure
American.
he's Canadian?
I know. I
I
know.
feel like he's from Florida.
I.
Feel like he is from Florida.
He is a Florida man. It has been wild.
Ugh.
So, and I heard a couple places like I was curling is one of those things that I watch, but I have on kind of as a crock pot. And so I thought maybe, and Mandy, I don't know if you heard this, did they accuse the women too at some point? Not in
I hadn't
this,
heard
in the
that.
Olympics, but I think in the past. And he's been accused in the past of the same thing.
Canadians, which I
On.
guess in the Summer Olympics that the, I can't remember what sport it was, but the Canadians were using drones to fly over softball. They were using drones to fly over somebody's practice.
Yeah, like of all the people,
I guess
Russians, yeah. Yeah, I would
I need
totally
to
suspect the
remove my
Russians.
color glasses. Huh.
I know. Come on, do better, Canadians. You're supposed to be the much better example of how to be for us Americans. And here you are.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
So, I know the other thing, like in general, French judges make me angry. And I know we've talked a lot about the ice dancers, but what they've done, gone back now, and I don't think we've talked about this part. They've gone back and analyzed all the judging in the ice dancing competition. And the French judge clearly favored the French over everyone else. Like their scores were at least 5 points higher for the French pair than every other judge. And it was an outlier. So I'm just going to say, I'm sure France is a lovely place, but I'm not sure I trust French people in sport. Because then there was that Alpine skier who stole her teammate's credit card and was given 6 months probation, but is still allowed to come and participate. Like, I,
I did not hear about her.
what are we doing? Oh, yeah, one of the biathletes, I think, stole her teammate's credit card number and bought shit with it
Listen.
and was arrested for it.
I'm just pissed. I'm just pissed about the ice dancing. This is gonna go down like Michelle Kwan.
Yes.
Speaking of which I was going to talk about this a little bit in my favorites, but can we talk about how much I love my like old school Olympic loving friends? Because my friend
Yes.
Dixie, my college roommate, she and I, like, she's with us. Although she does not like the Japanese, she may have dropped the Canadian cuss word along with the
Oh.
Japanese years last night
Oh.
because she's so
Okay.
mad they were beating us.
Okay.
But she, we are such mind meld that I swear, because one of the things I miss about the way, the wall-to-wall coverage is great. Like, we can watch whatever we want to
Yes.
watch. Yeah, it's great. I miss the uber-produced prime time. Like, they still do it some, which you don't know because you're not really watching a lot of prime time. But when we were growing up, they would do produce pieces, not just on American athletes. Like, listen, I can tell you all about some villages in Romania
Yes.
because of the Romanian gymnast.
Yeah.
It really strengthened our resolve
Yes.
against the Cold War when we saw what these children were
Yeah.
having to go through. Was propaganda.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've missed those pieces. And so I had
Yeah.
actually thought about like and thinking about like the whole Michelle Kwan and all that, the whole era. And I thought, like how else would I know all that I know about Oksana Baiul if I had not seen these pieces? I'm not lying to y'all. I just thought it. I didn't say it to anybody. I didn't text it to anybody. I just thought it. And when I tell y'all that the next time I scrolled Instagram, Oksana Baiul
Stop it.
appeared in my Instagram feed. And let me tell you, girl's had a hard life. She's had a hard life. She doesn't look great.
Oh
But then
no.
I was talking to Dixie, and she was like, "What was that girl with all the pink and the feathers?" I was like, "Oksana Baiul, you're never gonna believe. Look at us." Anyway, so Dixie and I were so nerding out. And then, oh, and this was what else she said about the Japanese. She said, "Listen, none of these people look like they're ready to hit anybody on the knee."
Right.
And I was like, "Oh, but we will. We can
Oh,
go
we
hit."
will.
She's like, "We need to take out some knees." Just so funny.
Oh, one of my
Oksana
uncle's favorite things to yell at a football
Baiul.
game is break his legs. So
Yeah.
that just made me think of my Uncle Buddy yelling, break his legs.
We would not really.
No,
We
no,
very
never.
teeny Kerrigan. We would
Yeah,
never
never,
hurt
never, never.
anybody's knees. Except maybe that French judge, because boy,
Oh,
howdy, we
gosh.
are still pissed at them.
Ooh, so pissed. Another ice skating judging thing, and I don't know if you saw this in the when you rewatched it, or if they pointed it out. I can't even remember which skater it was. It was one of the Eastern Europeans, I believe. Did a like triple loop, maybe we'll say. And she under rotated it. And everyone else, those judges were hounding for barely not completing a rotation four. And this girl was a quarter turn short. And they didn't mark it.
I heard Johnny and Tara talking about
Okay,
that.
good.
I didn't.
Yeah. So that's the only reason I noticed. I can't. With my eyeballs, see that when it
No.
happens. I need Johnny and Tara to tell me when it happens. But like, if you're gonna be that diligent with some people, you have to be that way across the board. And it was,
Indeed.
you know, they, it was more than even our girls got counted off for. So our girls, they have this great graphic that shows the degree of the angle that we're getting counted off for, and it was a lot less than what this girl missed by, and she did not get anything counted off at all. So I just think maybe in general, ice skating judges need to be revamped. And once
Yeah,
again, maybe they should
for
hire
sure.
us to do all that, to do some quality control, because I'd fire somebody real quick.
For real.
So those are kind of the controversies of the week. I'm sure there'll be more.
Yep.
But the last thing that I want to talk about Olympics, and our little romp through what's been happening is some of these amazing supporters. First of all, if you're not following the WINN, WINN, by the way, not WINN, like my family spells WINN with a Y. The WINN brothers on the socials are amazing. Their outfits are hilarious. They put
Indeed.
together dances. They're so. If you hear them talking about their sister, they speak so kindly and highly of her, and her athletic ability, and just they are just hilariously amazing. So follow the WINN brothers. I think, Mandy, have you been posting some of
Indeed.
their stuff on our Instagram?
Yep.
The other person I saw with the bobsledders, who not is just is just not there to support, but actually sponsors the women's bobsled teams is Flava Flav. And just like with the Summer Olympics, he could not be more excited to be there and to be watching. And it's so sweet to see somebody with that kind of platform, who has daughters, who wants to make these opportunities for women and be an example to them. So he's been fun to watch, all wrapped up like a
Yeah,
little
man.
snowbird.
Love flavor.
And then the last thing I brought to this was, you remember last week I talked about how frustrated I was with the hockey commentators for continuing the patriarchal attitude of, oh, there's a father, look, he cares for his child, isn't he great? But that same baby, his last name is Schofield, his mama is on the hockey team. That baby, in the middle of a game, seriously caught a puck. It
That's
landed
insane.
right in his lap, and he apparently they were on, she was on the Today Show, and he slept with it that night. He was so excited to have it, and it was just the cutest thing.
That's fun.
So we
I
love
did
it when,
see him going up to the camera.
so we love it when kids get to watch their parents be successful and have fun with it. So that's great.
Yep. I myself was really proud to see Simone
Love
Biles
it.
stepping up. She has been especially supportive of Ilya, our
Yes.
male figure skater, who we have not talked about that. When last we talked, he
No.
was still to skate. And to say the wheels came off is an understatement. But Simone has been incredibly supportive of him, which you love to see. You love to see. And he seems to be handling it pretty well. And then Jason and Kylie have been in attendance. They were at the hockey game. And then I think they were also watching some bobsledding, maybe. I can't remember what
And
else.
they were at the short program too.
Oh, is that what? Okay. Maybe that's what where else I saw them. But, you know, they have. I saw that, you know, the hockey player from Cleveland. I saw something that said her family had started a GoFundMe so that they could all get there to watch her. And it was mentioned that the Kelseys were big donors to that GoFundMe. So that was good. I saw they actually got to meet her. And then Taylor, narrated and let them use one of her songs to introduce the women's ice skating short program. So that was fun. That was fun. All the
So
Kelsey
fun.
adjacent support has been fun. Yeah. Yep.
So Jason, like we said, did the bobsled. I saw Kylie the other day. I didn't see her actually going down the hill, but one of the snowboarders took her out and taught her how to snowboard.
Oh, and
So,
I've seen them curling too. They also went curling.
oh yeah. So it's been fun to watch. These celebrities do it right, I think, where they are promoting sport, not themselves, and using their platform to kind of help make things more fun and better. And of course, we love to see Taylor being excited about the Olympics. So that's fun. So, Mandy, this is your
Okay,
week
well, here's some
for
favorites. Pretty
favorites.
I think this dog's about to poop her pants.
Oh,
So
gosh.
we're gonna go quick here.
Yes.
First thing, this is going to be required listening for all of our listeners.
So
Okay.
good. I've already listened.
Y'all write,
Amazing.
take some notes. This is going to be required. It's an episode of Pablo Torre Finds Out. It is about a man who is on death row in Texas, who is a large Dallas Cowboys fan. So that was sort of the hook into it from a sports podcast. This man is on death row for murder. He's not accused of murdering anyone. He's accused of being present at the murder, which is a concept called felony murder. And if you commit a felony while someone else is murdering, you're also guilty for the murder. Like, that's long established. But there's no way this man did it. He doesn't match the description that the witness gave. And the way they convicted him is they put the witness under hypnosis. Are we serious? And only then did she indicate him. And subsequently, the man who actually did the murder pled out, and he has been paroled. He is not in jail. And meanwhile, our guy is on death row.
And
So,
they have
listen to the episode.
since, yeah, I think the other insult is that they have since said that that hypnosis thing is not admissible, but they won't
But
retroactive
they
it.
didn't make it retroactive. Yeah, it's no longer used in Texas as a viable option, but they didn't make it retroactive. So, listen to the episode. There is a petition to be signed. I was listening to another episode of Pablo yesterday, and there is currently another proceeding like making its way through. But so there's a petition that you can sign, and I would encourage you all to listen to it. It's infuriating. But anyway, that's the first required listening. Second, have y'all watched Traitors?
No.
Okay. I watched the first season and it's fun and it's, whatever, whatever. It is probably most especially fun if you're a big reality TV fan because most of the people who are competing on Traitors are reality TV shows, TV stars. But you know who else is on this current season? Johnny and Tara.
Our favorites.
So you must watch it. It's so good. Alan Cumming is a national treasure,
I
even
love
if he's not
him.
our national treasure.
Love him.
It's just so good. And it's like I was watching it sort of in between when they quit airing it live before they start airing the primetime coverage. I was just watching Traitors and I got all caught up, and now I'm mad I'm all caught up because I want to see what happens. So, anyway, the funniest thing was these people didn't know that Tara and Johnny were best friends. And Tara and Johnny were playing it on purpose. Like they weren't making it obvious that they were best friends initially. And then finally, it got to the point where they're like, no, we're best friends. And no, I believe it. One of them said, oh, it was a guy that's on Dancing with the Stars. And he's like, well, yeah, my job, I have partners. But, if we were in a competitive scenario like this together, I wouldn't necessarily trust them. And they were both like, yeah, no, not the case with us. We trust each other no matter what. So anyway, it was really funny. So
Love it.
highly recommend Traitors. And then the third thing is they're everywhere. The Colette pant from Anthropologie, they're made by Maeve. They're the ones that have the little pockets on your hips, which I'm a real hippie girl. So I've been real hesitant to indulge in this trend. It's becoming to deny because suddenly everybody's putting those pockets on their pants. But I went to Anthropologie last week and found some of these pants on sale. I don't know exactly which fabric they are, and I can't, like, it doesn't say because when you look online, it's like all different kinds. I will tell you that on the tag, let's see what it says
I love
there.
that Mandy brought pants as a show and tell for her
Well, they sit right
favorites.
here because I hadn't hung them up. They're 47% viscose,
Oh.
35% linen, and 15% cotton, and 3% elastane. The weight of these pants are perfect for us Southerners.
Okay.
They are the perfect weight. And I got the wide leg. It says they're crop, they're not crop. But anyway, love them. They are the perfect weight. You can wear them into summer.
Good, because it's going to
Highly
be 80
recommend.
degrees here tomorrow.
I hate that. I really hate that. Okay, and that's all. Now this dog has to poop, so I hope everybody has a great week. Goodbye.
Right, bye.